Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
The CEO of Optasia, Salvador Anglada, joins us now to give us some insight into the business, its listing, and of course, just how it's evolved since its initial start in the year 2012. Now, for many of us, this is a fintech business that has democratized access to financial services solutions and financial inclusion. But perhaps it's best we hear from the CEO himself as to how the business does make a difference in our lives on a day-to-day basis. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Anglada. Salvador, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here today. Thank you.
Excited to speak to you. And I'm hoping that you're loving the South African welcome from the business community. I'm told that your lungs were put to the test with the Gudu horn. And it's been a day filled with stakeholder engagements. But your overall feelings around the listing and help us contextualize just the importance and prominence of today's event.
I think it's quite important. It's important for us, definitely, and it's important for South Africa and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. This is the largest IPO in Africa this year, and also the largest fintech IPO in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. So quite sizable, and I think it's been a big success. Also, I mean, using and having and listing our company in South Africa is also demonstration, a symbol of supporting all our business that we have done, not only in South Africa, but in the rest of the countries in Africa. Mm-hmm. So quite a big event, quite a big success. Also, we open in positive and we end up the day in positive while the whole market was negative. So quite happy with the first day of trading in our company.
Oh, yeah, your share price has closed in positive territory. So that is good news in comparison to the rest of the market. But I guess that also speaks to the level of excitement around your business. As you mentioned, the largest fintech to be listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, a key driver for AI. And this is typically what we see on the NASDAQ in the U.S. Why the JSC? Give us some context around the opportunity that this presents in terms of your capital raising endeavors.
Well, South Africa, quite Johannesburg. I would say, first of all, we are operating in Africa. We are presence in 38 countries, but 21 of them are in Africa. South Africa, Johannesburg is one of the big markets or one of the leading markets in the emerging space, emerging country space, also very well connected with the international investors. So everyone that wants to invest from outside can do it. Our book has been several times oversubscribed with a very good presence of international investors, all of them absolutely happy to invest in the company through Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Last but not least, we have a lot of also business here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. More than 10% of our business is here. So when you put it everything in context and together, there were no doubt for us. It's a natural choice, and really we're happy, very happy to have made this decision.
Got you. And you're right, you do have a very strong history in South Africa, given the partnerships you've had with the likes of Standard Bank a few years ago, now with First Rand owning a significant portion of your business as well, just shy of 20%, and key South African leaders who also sit on your board. For the average South African, when we say Optasia, they might not know what that means. But when we say money transactions, checking their credit scores, airtime advance, and even participating in loyalty programs, then it might make sense as to the kind of opportunities you provide for us as customers. But for anyone who isn't familiar with your business, when we talk about AI and you being a fintech, help contextualize the impact you have on us as South Africans and peers across the continent on a day-to-day activity.
I think what we're doing is to just to solve a problem, a gap that exists in the market, not only in South Africa, but mainly in other countries in the sub-Saharan Africa, which is the lack of access to financial services for a big part of the population. In mm-hmm. the world, you have more than 1.7 billion people. They don't have access to financial services. What we do is to facilitate that. We are an enabler to do that. We provide them with a credit loans. We allow them to get access to financial services for their daily life or for their own businesses. And we do that using technology. We use unstructured data. There is no credit bureaus in some of the countries. We have it in South Africa, but in other countries, they do not. And so we need to use all this data to create parallel elements or parallel ways to create credit scoring. This is what we do. We all create credit scoring. We decided people are eligible to get a credit, how much they can get, if they are affordable, and how much they can get in order to repay that. And this is what we do. And we do that with, of course, any type of warranty, any type of collateral. We just give it to them, and we expect, just because of technology, that we provide exactly the amount that they can get in order to repay their loan. And we are doing that in 38 countries. We are doing that also providing that credit to more than 120 million people every single month. And we're growing quite significantly because I think the financial inclusion is right, or having access to financial services is right for all the people, and technology is facilitating that.
Got you. Salvador, for anyone who's listening, they can tell that you have a very rich Spanish accent. And you were recently appointed at the group level, at executive this year. But you also come with a wealth of experience, more than 30 years of experience within the telecommunication space, fintech environment, and really working in mergers and acquisitions, strategic partnerships across various markets. And I think this is an opportunity for us to also get to know you and the journey that you're going to embark on with Optasia going forward. What does it entail? What experience are you bringing to the table? How are you looking to ensure that, you know, this proudly African business listed on the JSE continues to be a global benchmark in terms of opportunities for fintechs and value-added services?
Well, I think, first of all, yes, I mean, I have done a lot of things in my career. You're right, around digital services and throughout the telcos. But I think it's facing and looking at this opportunity of Optasia. There is no doubt that this is what I want to do my life, professional life now. This is a company with a fantastic business, but also it's a company with a lot of purpose. I said this is a company with soul. We're creating financial inclusion. We're providing services for people that they really need it. And for me, it's an amazing opportunity just to drive this company, to lead an amazing amount of people, all of the very committed what we are doing, to extend the services, not only to South Africa, but all the countries across Africa and even Asia. It's a fantastic journey, and I cannot see any other opportunity better than that. And that's why I'm leading it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Gracias. I'm hoping my Spanish...
Muchas gracias. Gracias por tenerte. Perfect Spanish. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Wishing you a wonderful stay in South Africa. And we hope that you choose Johannesburg over Barcelona. But we'll even take Cape Town. I think Cape Town's a good city for you.
We will talk about that. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. That is Salvador Anglada, the CEO of Optasia, joining us tonight to talk about the business's listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Now, you might be wondering, Kuku, why the big deal around this entity? Think about it this way. For many of us, when we've interacted with banks, you've had to go into a teller or a branch and interact with a teller. And essentially, that's where the financial exchange would take place. But since the launch of apps as well as platforms for us to actually interact on, like internet banking, we've been able to buy airtime, to buy data, to buy electricity, to transfer money, to even check your credit record on your banking app. These are all some of the solutions that a company like Optasia has partnered with several banking institutions in South Africa with in order to facilitate that process. So what does it do? It empowers us with more information, more flexibility. They collate the data and put it together to provide these innovative solutions. But it's a big deal in terms of a fintech player that is now listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Truth is, there's no shortage of fintechs in South Africa. Think of Pineapple, Time Bank, Yoko. These are all examples of fintechs that typically start off as small businesses, startups as we typically refer to them as, and then they go through their journey of raising capital through private equity, venture capital funding initially, and then private equity. But private equity funds essentially do need to exit certain investments. They hold them for a certain period of time. Once they've made their return, they let them go. And typically this is where public entities or public exchanges, stock exchanges, are then able to absorb these businesses for them to raise capital, not just from private investors, but everyone. Whether it's you and I putting our 50 rand a month into some kind of exchange traded fund, or large asset management firms who put up to 500 million rand in a single trade. That's what the journey is, and that's why it actually matters. So it's a business that we'll keep our eye out on for quite some time, including the shareholding from the likes of First Rand is very telling, helps you understand that there's a key partnership that takes place there. So why not own a business that plays a role in part of the strategic direction that you're taking going forward? And if you also consider the fact that we've seen a heightened level of focus on the AI environment globally and what has been happening with stocks like NVIDIA and a few others in the US, which might work on the hardware of AI, but others that provide the solutions end, it's certainly a sector for us that is not worth ignoring. It will be to our detriment. But share your thoughts, share your views. Maybe you're someone who works in banking. Maybe you work for a fintech. Maybe you work for Optasia. Share your thoughts with us, and especially given the back of the experience that you might have had with some of the value-added services that are provided by banks and institutions like this. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes to. Stay with us. In a moment, we will be talking all things to do with Sasria. If you know this particular insurance company, as you should by now, because monthly we make contributions to them, it's a very important state-owned company that has been trading profitably and after 2021 has been able to meet the solutions that we have as South Africans to cover any risk that we might face from public unrest or disaster.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.